Sing with all the saints of glory, sing the resurrection song. Death and sorrow, earth's dark story, to the former days belong. For over 40 years I've tried to preach that sermon and to proclaim that message, and today I'd like to try it one more time. I want to take my text from the words that you've just heard from Paul in the church, to the church at Philippi. I want to know Christ and the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of sharing in His suffering, becoming like Him in His death, so somehow to attain to the resurrection of the dead. What a lofty goal. What a lofty goal for anybody on earth, to know Christ and the power of His resurrection. It's Easter. And Easter is not about the Easter bunny. And it's not about Easter bonnets. And it's not about spring break. Easter is about the resurrection of Jesus Christ. To know Christ and to know the power of His resurrection. Would you think about that with me for a few moments this morning? The resurrection of Jesus Christ. He got up. He got up from the grave. Up from the grave, He arose. Did you ever wonder how it happened? Was it like a bolt of lightning that shot through that tomb that shook Him back to life and He stood up? Or was it more like awakening from a long nap and consciousness slowly coming back to His mind and to His body? Nobody knows. Did you ever wonder what Jesus thought about coming back? Back to swords, loud clashings. Back to disciples arguing about who's the greatest. Back to politics of crooked politicians. Back to the masses of people that were pleading somehow to be healed. And Jesus responded to them by the multitudes. He said on Good Friday, "It is finished." Did you ever think that He might have had second thoughts about coming back to do it again? Yet He got up. He got up from the grave. And when you think about it, almost everybody that Jesus ever met, He asked them to get up. He said that to the paralytic who'd been laying by the pool of Bethesda for 38 years. A pitiful pulp of humanity. Just laying there, assuming nobody would ever help him in any way, anywhere, anyhow. And Jesus shows up one day and says to him, "Get up, take up your bed, and walk. Get up, get up." He said that to Zacchaeus, hiding up in that sycamore tree, peeping through the leaves as Jesus walked through Jericho. And he catches him in the eye and says, "Wait a minute, Zacchaeus, you don't belong up in trees. Squirrels belong up in trees. You belong down here. Come on out of your hiding. Come on out of your tree. I want to go to your house today. We got some things to talk about. Get up, Zacchaeus. Get up. And come on down." He said that to the demoniac who'd spent most of his life in the tombs, full of demons. Nobody wanted him around. Excommunicated from the community and separated from his own family. And one day Jesus stopped by and cast out the demons. He wanted to travel with Jesus, but that's not what Jesus let him do, if you remember the story. Jesus says, "No, get up and go back home. Go back among your own people, among your own family, among your own kin. You go on back to where you belong, and you tell them what the Lord has done for you." He got up. He got up from the grave. And maybe today, the risen Lord is walking these aisles and sitting in these pews, saying to somebody here who's sitting here today, get up, get up, get up from your poorly made beds and walk. Get up from your premature deaths and live. Get up from your self-pity and serve. I want to know Christ and the power of His resurrection. Do you ever think about that? I want to know Christ and the power of His resurrection. Oh, we like power. We collect it everywhere we can find it. We assume it any place we can. We want as much of it as we can possibly accumulate. We know about power. We know about horsepower and manpower and firepower and solar power and nuclear power. We know about power. But we don't know anything about the power of God Almighty, who reached down one day from heaven down into the tomb of Jesus Christ and brought Him back to life again. Now that's a different kind of power. I want to know Christ and the power of His resurrection. So people come to church on Easter. They come to church on Easter not to see and to be seen. They come looking for life. They come looking for that message of hope and victory and possibilities. And we gather in crowded places as we have last night and all morning today to say, Christ is risen. Christ is risen. Indeed, you ought to be saying that. Christ is risen. Christ is risen. Indeed, you can do better. Christ is risen. Christ is risen. Indeed. One more time. Christ is risen. Christ is risen. Indeed. I want to know Christ. And I want to know the power of His resurrection. Because if I know the power of His resurrection, so somehow I can attain to the resurrection too, says Paul. So somehow, a mystery indeed, that I may attain to the resurrection to an abundant life. That's what Jesus offers you. An abundant life. He came to give you life in all of its fullness. That's what He said, wasn't it? I have come that you might have life. Life in its abundance. Life to the max. Life to the limits. Good life, extreme life, happy life, adventuresome life, meaningful life, complete life. I came that you might be able to live. That's our promise. That's our hope. Don't miss it. Don't miss it. Don't miss it. Did you hear about the guy who not used to staying in hotels and checked into a hotel one day and within a few minutes calls the front desk and says, somebody's got to help me get out of here. I'm stuck. And the nice clerk says, what do you mean you're stuck? He said, I'm stuck in this room. I can't get out. Somebody's got to come and help me. She says, well, could you explain to me what the problem is? And he says, well, I got in this room and I opened one door and it leads to a closet. And I opened another door and it leads to the bathroom. And I turned around to the third door and it's got a do not disturb sign on it. I'm stuck in this place. Somebody got to help me get out of here, you know. And I run into a lot of people who stuck in life, you know, trapped, topped out, up against it, fenced in, burned out, terminally ill. If that describes you, you might ponder again the words of Natalie Sleeth that she wrote on the occasion of her husband's death. There's a song in every silence. seeking word and melody. There's a dawn in every darkness, bringing hope for you and me. From the past will come the future. What it holds, a mystery, unrevealed, until its season, something God alone can see. You can have life. You can have abundant life. A 26-year-old young mother wrote this letter to her pastor. Today I'm thanking God that I'm free to keep my home, rear my children, and welcome my handsome husband home each night. We're not wealthy, but we're young. And we're sure that God is at work in all things in our lives for good. And personally, our family is living as close to God as we know how to live. Will you tell other families who may be lax or visionless to reach out and renew their experience of God? Well, I'm telling you today, for that young woman's sake, I'm telling you today, you can live. You can really live. You can live abundantly. You can live completely. You can live fully, so that somehow I too may be able to attain to the resurrection. Life was made for you. Kenny Chesney has a new country song out. I'm sorry for those of you who don't like country music. Get over it. The title of the song is Don't Blink. Some of you heard it. Don't Blink. It's an interview with a man 102 years old. Somebody asked him the secret to life, and he says, I guess it is don't blink. That's the secret of life. If you take a nap when you're 6 years old, you wake up and suddenly you're 25, and your high school sweetheart becomes your bride. Don't blink. Don't blink. You just might miss your babies growing up like mine did, and turn into moms and dads, and the next thing you know, your better half of 50 years is there in bed, and you're praying God takes you instead. Don't blink. Don't blink. Best start putting first things first. Take every breath for what it's worth. Don't blink. Don't blink. Life was made for you. Never take it for granted. Never assume it's a right. Receive it as a wonderful, beautiful gift of God. Live it to the fullest. Live it to the max. That's what the resurrection of Christ provides for you and me. Don't blink in life. You'll miss too much. Live it all. Live it all. I want to know Christ and the power of His resurrection, so that somehow I too may attain to the resurrection. That's what we believe, isn't it? We believe in the resurrection of the dead. Every religion under the sun has some idea of immortality. But Christian religion is different than all of that. Christian religion is not just some notion that our souls will float around until we land in some nirvana with all the rest of the souls around. That's not our faith. We said it today in the creed. We believe in the resurrection of the body and the life everlasting. That's different. That means these poor lisping, stammering tongues of ours will one day speak with clarity and understanding by the River Jordan. We'll understand it better by and by. We'll proclaim it in a better life. That's what it's all about. That's what it means. We believe that we're not a drop in the bucket that falls lost in the sea of being. We are individuals and responsible souls with resurrected bodies that return to their Creator where they enjoy everlasting life. That's what we believe, you see. I want to know Christ and the power of His resurrection. And you see, that eternal life is yours. That quality of life is yours. That hope is yours today. That's what resurrection is all about. Thornton Wilder said it well in his play, Our Town. When he has one of his characters say, I don't care what they say with their mouths, everybody knows that something is eternal. And it ain't houses, and it ain't names, and it ain't earth, and it ain't stars. Everybody knows in their bones that something is eternal, and that something has to do with human beings. All of the greatest people have ever lived have been trying to tell us that. They've been trying to tell us that for 5,000 years. Yet you'd be surprised how many people are losing hold of it. There's something way down deep that's eternal about every human being. I want to live eternal life. Oh, I know. All of your fantasies aren't fulfilled. Sometimes your heart is broken. Sometimes disappointments come. Sometimes your fantasies are just that. They're fantasies. Max Lucado tells a story about discovering that there was money left in the county clerk's office of his hometown, left by his mother and father. They were poor folk. He couldn't imagine. Had they stuffed something away that he didn't know anything about, and now he discovered it? And so he thought he'd better find out. So he gets back to the hometown, small town, county clerk's office and says to her, I understand you have some money for the Lucados. Max says, all the while, my mind was racing wild. I could see that maybe they left millions of dollars stashed away that I didn't know anything about. And lo and behold, I could solve the hunger, the poverty issue of the world, and I could take care of the AIDS issue, and I could help governments learn to get along with one another. I began to imagine all that I was going to do with these millions and millions of dollars that were going to come to me, and said, finally, the clerk came back on the phone and says, yes, Mr. Lucado, we owe you some money. We owe you $3.50. Your mother overpaid her last water bill by $3.50. I know. Sometimes you're disappointed, aren't you? Life is not all that you thought it was going to be. But let me tell you, even if you're disappointed down here, you're not going to be disappointed over there. My eye has not seen nor ear heard, neither has man conceived what God has prepared for those who love Him. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels nor demons, neither things present nor the future, nor any powers nor height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will ever separate me from the love of God that is ours in Christ Jesus our Lord. I want to know Christ. And I want to know Christ in the power of His resurrection, so that somehow I too might be able to attain to the resurrection of the dead. In our end is our beginning. In our time infinity. In our doubt there is believing. In our life, eternity. In our death, a resurrection. And at last, a victory. Unrevealed. Until it's season. Something God alone can see. I want to know Christ and the power of His resurrection. Do you know Christ? you can know the risen Christ today. Amen.